is December and the countdown to Christmas. Suzy Radio went along to the Belfry in Redhill to celebrate the arrival of Santa and meet members of local charities, schools and organisations joining in the festive fun. We met up with Georgie Standage, who was entertaining the crowds with the Rock Choir.
Rock Choir is actually UK-wide, so up and down the country, and we're actually a local branch called Reigate Rock Choir, and we do lots of contemporary uplifting songs. At the moment we're doing a few Christmas songs and things like that. But yeah, it's pretty amazing time of year, lots of Christmas concerts, and it's open for everyone to join as well.
Just listening here at the Belfry, amazing harmony, and you can just tell people are having so much fun.
Yeah, this is the thing about Rock Choir, is it's really uplifting as singers, but for the audience too, obviously. But the harmonies make it obviously a little bit more complex, but it's just so fun. And when we're at rehearsals, we go through them line by line, and then this is the end result where we put it all together and we sing it together. But harmonising and singing is really, really fantastic fun.
And what do you think about the Christmas atmosphere? Something special about Christmas concerts?
There is something very special about Christmas concerts. They are some of my favourite. There is something about the Christmas atmosphere, this sort of vibe and this sort of upbuild for Christmas. You can tell it's in the air, can't you? Christmas is in the air.
It is the time of year for giving, and it is a vital time for charities. Helen Wallace-Isles is CEO and founder of Autism All-Stars Foundation UK.
We're a local charity that was started about 7 years ago to help people on the autism spectrum to feel more like they belong and less isolated. We do a lot of character events, and today in the Belfry we've got two of our lovely princesses. We've got a Star Wars event coming up in the Harlequin in Redhill, and another one in at Cineworld in Crawley on the 16th and 17th of December. We're giving away free tickets at the moment to the relaxed performance of Peter Pan at the Harlequin as well. So we do lots of things, you know, for people in the local community, but mainly what we do is online, Facebook, Twitter, that sort of thing. And we keep everything very positive, very proactive, because not because we don't realise that things are tough when you're living with autism, but actually because we do. And because we realise that there is so much negativity and so much misinformation out there, we like to put something positive back, so to sort of redress the balance a bit.
And how do you find generally people in this area interact with people with autism?
Well, what we find is when we first start doing things, people are quite hesitant because they're not sure how autistic people are going to react. But we have a lot of autistic people running stalls for us and things like that. 90% of the time, the public don't realise they're autistic at all because they have this idea of what an autistic person is. But what we also find is autism families are slow to interact. But once they do, once they realise that, you know, we get it, we understand them, then they become really good supporters.
And where can people find out more information about Autism All-Stars?
Right, visit the website, which is www.autism-all-stars.org, or you can put in Autism All-Stars on Facebook, Twitter or Instagram and you will find us.
One of this year's house charities for the Belfry is Stripey Stork. We spoke with charity founder and chair of trustees Nicola Dawes.
Today at the Belfry have kindly given us some space to wrap presents. So we're here to help all those shoppers and all those people who love buying presents but hate wrapping them. So what we're doing here is if you bring your gifts to us, we'll wrap them up, you know, make a lovely job of them, stick a bow on, and you can make a donation to our charity, Stripey Stork.
So tell us about Stripey Stork.
Well, Stripey Stork's a locally based baby bank, and we're based in Redhill, and what we do is we help local and families in need, and we can transform their lives through the simple act of recycling. We take donations of all the things that local families have outgrown: cots, prams, high chairs, toys, books, and our volunteers make sure everything's safe and clean and in good condition, and then we take referrals from local health professionals to help the families that they're working with. So that could be health visitors, social workers, women's refuge, housing associations, basically anyone who's working with vulnerable families, and it's all help that goes directly to those that need it in this area.
And do you find Christmas is such a happy time for so many people? Do you find that actually you see a more negative side of Christmas?
Yeah, most definitely. It is sad, and you know, if you're a family that are already struggling, then Christmas really puts a spotlight on that. And so we've got a special Christmas campaign that helps, Santa Stoke it's called, and this year we're aiming to provide brand new presents for 1,000 local children and 500 of their parents and carers. And the support we've had from the community has just been absolutely phenomenal. You know, you've got families, businesses, schools, churches, people coming together and contributing to our campaign, and it's just magnificent, because we actually take specific requests for the children, so we're really trying to match the presents up with the children and make sure they're getting something that they really want, and people really respond to that. And so you know, we're on course on the 13th of December on our giving day to be able to meet every request, and it's you know, it's amazing. And you know, people are dropping presents off here to us today, and they're continuing to come in. We've had an Amazon wish list, people are taking their kids out to buy presents, and it is really lovely to see people at this time thinking of others who are less fortunate. It's a real fantastic community response.
Our thanks go to the Belfry Centre manager, Andy Nash, who took time out of his busy schedule to show us around the winter wonderland.
Andy, it's a bit like a winter wonderland here in the Belfry. We've got some beautiful silver baubles, some lovely twinkling lights going on, giving it a festive feel.
Oh, absolutely. It is. We're at the heart of Redhill, and we've got hundreds of glitter balls this year. And our Strictly Come Dancing thing, we had James and Ola Jordan a couple of weeks ago turning the lights on. And we've got 500,000 fairy lights twinkling away in the centre and out on the high street this year. So more than we've ever had before. Yeah, half a million fairy lights is our...
And I've just spoken to Santa, so he's here in the grotto.
Absolutely, yeah. Santa's in his free grotto from today, 2nd of December, all the way through now until Christmas. So he's here till Christmas Eve, but obviously he goes off and does his day job. But yeah, the grotto's absolutely free this year again. We do ask if anybody can make a donation to drop some coins in the wishing well as they enter. And our charities this year are Stripey Stork and Homestart East Surrey. So all the donations that we gather will go to those two great local charities helping local families and children.
And tell us about the gift wrapping that's taking place as well.
Yes, yeah, well, we've got Stripey Stork here today. Well, and they're offering to gift wrap your presents for, again, a donation to their charity. They're also just raising awareness of their Santa Stork campaign, which is asking for donations. But yeah, we've basically got gift wrapping available for any other local charities in the local vicinity that want to take advantage of us. We're providing the space, we're providing the gift wrapping and the materials and all the bows and the ribbons and the paper. And the charities just need to provide volunteers, basically, to wrap presents up for our shoppers. So far, we've got Stripey Stork, Age Concern, St Catherine's Hospice, VARB, Estas, and the local Sea Cadets have all booked days to be gift wrapping in the centre over December. But we've still got some days available, so if there's any local charities that wish to have a couple of days or even half a day just gift wrapping for their organisation, then just contact us or contact VARB. And they're running a diary.
And also you said you're happy for corporate as well to get involved if they're doing it on behalf of a charity.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. Corporate days coming up to Christmas, a lot of businesses give their staff time off to do some fundraising. So happy if the guys from the office want to come along and do some gift wrapping on behalf of their nominated charity. We're certainly happy to accommodate them.
And of course, quite a variety of music as well, performing in the Belfry behind us at the moment.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, we're celebrating Santa's arrival today, and we had started off this morning with the Salvation Army Band playing beautiful Christmas carols and songs, which echoed throughout the scheme. It was absolutely lovely. We've had the rock choir in. We've currently got Royal Albert and Alexander School singing carols in the background there. You probably hear them. But yeah, over Christmas, again, anybody else, any local choirs or schools, just contact us and we can fit you in, we will.
Yeah, brilliant. Well, are you looking forward to Christmas?
I'll be looking forward to the 25th and spending some time at home, hopefully.
Well, thank you very much for giving us a tour around the centre today.
Happy Christmas.